This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
SAG and Natural Resources will come to order. I want to greet the internet listeners. And are there any other introductions we want to make this morning?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Youngberg.
I would like to recognize some Madison constituents that made the long bus ride out here this morning. Everybody give Madison constituents and residents a round of applause for making it out.
Thanks for being here this morning. I'd like to introduce the pages, have them come forward and introduce themselves for probably, what, the third or fifth time in this committee?
My name is Amber Holtz. I go to school in Hot Springs. I don't know where I'm going to school yet. I want to major in political science, and I was just appointed to the Naval Academy.
I'm Lauren Rank. I go to James Valley Christian in Huron, South Dakota. I'm going to go to Taylor University in Upland, Indiana, and study Christian ministries and business management.
Cool. Thank you. Remind everyone to turn off their cell phones so we don't have those interrupting us. And with that, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Ewing.
Here.
Monroe.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Soholt.
Here.
Youngberg.
Here.
Frerichs.
Here.
Heinert.
Here.
Klum.
Here.
Kamarik is excused. There is a quorum.
There is a quorum. Looking for an approval of the minutes from the last meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Otten. Second by Ewing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. We remind those testifiers to sign in and sign in legibly. As a former secretary, we really appreciate when you sign in legibly. It makes it a lot easier. Any handouts, of course, will be distributed by the pages, and any questions will come through the chair and comments and discussion afterwards. So with that, we'll move on to the first bill on our agenda this day, and that's Senate Bill 11, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the State Fair Commission. So any proponents on Senate Bill 11? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Taya Runyon. I'm General Counsel with the Department of Agriculture, and I'm here this morning to urge your support of Senate Bill 11. Before we begin, I believe there is a friendly amendment. Would you like to handle that before?
We'll wait for it to get handed out to everyone here. I haven't seen it. I think you can proceed with speaking to the amendment and to the bill, and we'll handle that later.
All right. We'll start with the amendment.
Can you pull the mic a little closer to you?
Sure.
Thank you.
Better?
Yep.
Beginning with the amendment 11FB, this would add Section 3 to Senate Bill 11. Currently, the Secretary of Agriculture can appoint certified law enforcement officers to ensure peace and good order at the fairgrounds, but only during the annual state fair. This amendment would allow the Secretary to appoint certified law enforcement officers for any event held on the state fairgrounds when they're needed. As Secretary Jaspers highlighted in his presentation earlier before this committee, the number of events held during the year has greatly increased over the last several years. For some of these events, the state fairgrounds are simply a venue, and folks bring their own security or hire their own security. However, in some cases, such as large off-season events, like the National Junior High Rodeo Finals that we've discussed, our contracts require that the state fair actually be the one to provide the security. Also, as we host events throughout the year and those events grow in their attendance, it's important that we provide a safe environment for our attendees. So we would ask the legislature to allow the secretary to provide those off-season events with the same level of security that fairgoers experience during the annual state fair. Doing this will not add any expense to the state fair as we currently hire security. However, the security that we hire on those off-season events do not have the same ability to respond to situations during off-season events as they would if it were during the annual fair. This amendment simply allows security staff the tools they need to do their jobs and provide a safe environment year-round. We've also added an emergency clause to this amendment, as we do have some large events taking place prior to July 1st. With that, I would ask for your support of the friendly amendment to Senate Bill 11. onto the other sections of Senate Bill 11. Under current South Dakota law, the State Fair Commission advises and assists the Secretary of Agriculture and the Department in planning, promoting, and presenting the annual State Fair. Senate Bill 11 repeals conflicting statute, giving the Commission flexibility and updating the statute to conform to LRC's preferred style and form. Section 1 would repeal SDCL 1.2. Per 121.1, the State Fair Commission is comprised of both members appointed at large and members that meet specific criteria, such as a resident of Huron, a representative of 4-H, or an employee of SDSU. Contrarily, 121.1.2 requires that all members be appointed at large. Senate Bill 11 would repeal this contradictory section. This change is also consistent with the way that members are currently appointed. Section 2 gives the Commission flexibility to set its required annual meeting at a time and place that's convenient for the members of the Commission. Currently, 121.2 requires the Commission meet on the third Tuesday in January at the office of the Secretary-Treasurer. The Commission often struggles to comply with this overly prescriptive requirement, especially as it often conflicts with things happening here in Pierre related to legislative session. Section 2 also updates 121.2 to conform to LRC's preferred style and form. Finally, the deletion of the last sentence is necessary because there are non-voting ex officio members of the Commission who do not have equal voting power. That concludes my testimony. I thank you for your time, and I urge your support of Senate Bill 11, and I'd remain available for questions.
Thank you. Any further proponent? On Senate Bill 11. Any further proponents? Seeing no action, any opponents? Also seeing no one getting up out of their seat, we will close committee testimony and open it to questions.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Senator Soholt.
I'm just wondering, I have no problem that you meet once a year, the State Fair Commission. Is there a reason why it wasn't, you know, must an annual meeting at least once a year, or is that something we don't need to identify that it's an annual meeting? I mean, sometimes there's formality to an annual meeting.
I believe it was just written at their first meeting. They generally meet, I believe, almost every month. So that's just that first meeting that is listed in statute. And then it also includes any time at the request of the secretary. So it could certainly apply to any of their meetings, but that first annual one is where they appoint leadership and things like that.
Okay. I'm not sure that's quite... That's all right.
Okay. Any further questions? Seeing none, we'll close questions and move to committee action or discussion. Representative Ferrix.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move 11FB, please.
Second.
We have a motion by Ferrix to amend 11FB, seconded by Heinert. Any discussion on that action? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Senate Bill 11 is so amended. Any further discussion or action?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Ferrix.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 11 as amended.
I have a motion by Ferrix, due pass, seconded by Heinert. Any discussion on that action?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Ferrix.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I want to thank the department for bringing something forward that just makes it more user-friendly as far as our State Fair Commission. I just want to share, too, that having known a number of the commissioners, they're very much a working board. If you see them around the fair, again, if you do, because they're probably running between meetings and trying to keep things going, they're always on the go, and they're always making sure that if it isn't the thousands of campers, the people that are camping, or all of the vendors and everything else that goes, and then let alone the students for what it's all about, making sure that they're doing everything they can to comfort everyone like that. So I think by saying that at least they're going to have one meeting a year in Huron makes sense. They're still going to be meeting at least on the fairgrounds, but at least it gives some flexibility to the Secretary of Ag to call them together as needed also. And with the change, as we heard, you know, we have a fair that's more year-round as far as being utilized, and so from the security standpoint, it just makes sense that we can take care of this now and be ready for these future events, so encourage support.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll ask the Secretary to call a roll. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no.
Senator Ewing.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
And Kamak is excused. The vote is unanimous.
Vote passes unanimously. Any further action, Senator Frerichs?
Mr. Chair, I would move
the
title amendment 11 FTB.
It's a motion by Senator Soholt to move title amendment 11 FTB, seconded by Youngberg. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Title shall be amended.
Good job, Mr. Chair.
Moving on, Senate Bill 12. An act to revise provisions as administrated by the Department of Agriculture related to nursery stock, conservation, forestry, and farm mediation. Any proponents to Senate Bill 12?
Mr. Chair, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Kyle Holt. I'm the Deputy Secretary for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. I'm here today in support of Senate Bill 12. What Senate Bill 12 is a comprehensive cleanup bill from the South Dakota Department of Agriculture, and that ensures that statute overseen by the department is up to date and reflects current practices of the department. Very briefly, I'll walk through the sections here quickly for you. Section 1 through 5 cleans up the statute overseeing the department's nursery inspection program. Section 1 cleans up a repealed term and corrects a misspelled term. Sections 2 through 5 update statute to reflect changes to the program passed during the 2016 legislative session. Previously, the department would issue one piece of paper to nurseries in the state, what we called a certificate of inspection. That functioned more like a license than a certificate of inspection. Last year's legislation directed the department to issue two pieces of paper, the first being a certificate of inspection, and then the second being an annual license. The new license functions like the previous certificate of inspection did. The new certificate of inspection is given to a nursery after a physical inspection. The difference there is that they may not receive an inspection every year, so they may not get that annually. The vast majority of changes in Section 2 through 5 update the statute to reflect the differentiation that now exists between the nursery license and certificate of inspection. Section 6 in this bill updates a reference to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service and includes changes to bring that statute in line with LRC's preferred style and form. Section 7 removes a reference to the State Mediation Board, which no longer exists. With that, I will ask for your support on Senate Bill 12 and stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing no one moving, any opponent testimony? Seeing none, I can see why the chair had me chair today. We'll move close for testimony and move to committee questions, discussion, or action. I included action in that statement.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Otten.
I would move SB 12, do pass.
Second.
Moved by Otten, do pass. Seconded by Ewing. Any discussions on that motion?
I think this is an easy punt, as it were. I don't see any problems with it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll. Do pass. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senator Ewing.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
And Kamek's excused, so it's unanimous.
Vote passes unanimously.
Move consent.
Second.
Motion by Frerichs to consent, seconded by Soholt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. It is on consent. And back to that last bill, I'll ask Senator Frerichs to carry that on the floor. I think we'll probably want to just chat about it at the fair. It's always good to chat about it on the floor. So thank you. The last bill and then the agenda, we're just knocking them off. Senate Bill 13, an act to repeal certain provisions concerning potato grades and standards. Hard-hitting stuff this morning. Any proponent testimony on Senate Bill 13?
Mr.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Holt.
Kyle Holt with the Department of Ag again. We are not giving you too hard-hitting stuff here today. But I'm here today again in support of Senate Bill 13. Senate Bill 13 is again part of the department's ongoing efforts to at red tape review and statute cleanup. This bill repeals the remainder of Sections 38-15, the South Dakota Potato Grade Statute. While most of the chapter was repealed in the 1970s, the definition and conformity of certified seed grade potato sections remain in statute today. Currently, the department works with the Seed Certification Board and the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association to certify things such as wheat, soybeans, and oats. If a producer or retailer requests certification of seed potatoes, those organizations under the existing authority would be able to work with them to make that possible. The section of code was specifically separated from the South Dakota Potato Growers That section of code was specifically separated because the South Dakota Potato Growers Association, not the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association, was the certifying entity for potatoes. There currently are few, if any, commercial potato growers in South Dakota, and the organization that used to regulate those, the South Dakota Potato Growers Association, is no longer in existence. For those reasons, we believe this statute is unnecessary and urge your support, and I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none. Any opponent testimony? Who likes potatoes? Seeing no one moving, close for testimony and open it up to committee questions or discussion or action. Senator Soholt.
Mr. Chair, I move do pass Senate Bill 13.
Second.
Moved by Soholt, do pass, seconded by Monroe. Any discussion on that action? You like potatoes, right?
I just think potatoes are swell.
Any further discussion, Senator Monroe?
Does this mean I can't take potatoes to my neighbor?
I don't believe that's anywhere in this bill.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. With no further discussion, we have a motion on the floor. Do pass. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senator Ewing.
Aye on the potato.
Senator Monroe.
So dry.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Palm.
Aye.
Kamax excused. That leaves unanimous.
The vote is again unanimous.
Chair.
Senator Soholt. Soholt moves consent, seconded by Youngberg. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It is on consent. And in 19 minutes, we've knocked out three bills with the most efficient committee in the Senate this morning. Thank you all for your time. Is there anything else for the good of the committee? Seeing none, entertain a motion to adjourn. Senator Monroe?
How about those potato cannons in the stairway in college?
It's not addressed. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of adjournment say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.